It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena, Desley Simpson, how's it going?
Morena, very, very well, thank you. I just want to preface by whatever I say today that you can use after midday. Because it's April the 1st.
Ah, true. It's April the 1st. Yeah. Well, happy April Fools to you, Desley. Hey,
Thank you.
Now, I guess the news has been ongoing for the stadium redevelopment around Auckland, specifically Western Springs Stadium, Eden Park, and yeah, I guess it's just really those two big ones. And there's a lot of questions about what is happening with each of the stadiums. First and foremost, the council has endorsed the stage redevelopment for Eden Park as opposed to a waterfront stadium. What specific benefits does the council see in delivering this to Aucklanders compared to a key park proposal?
Okay, so if we back the truck up, we start with the fact that, you know, for many years we've had approaches from all sorts of people about developing a main stadium, you know, in Auckland. And so what the mayor did is he formalised this and said, right, let's put a expression of interest out there with a political working party over, you know, looking at this and see who comes up with what. So we had about 8 submissions. 4 were deemed what we call compliant. In other words, you know, had some possibilities in them. And then they have been reviewed over quite a long period of time. I mean, that happened in 23, so almost 2 years. So it got to a point that there were 2 kind of main options, the Key Park one and Eden Park. And so then what we did is we resolved earlier in the year, I think it was February, for them, both of those 2 main stadium people to come back with a feasibility study at their own cost to demonstrate, you know, their project's deliverability and merit, all right? And that was checked by both council and a professional public service company / advisor as well. And when they looked at the feasibility studies, what they found was neither of the 2 had demonstrated that their proposal was feasible without significant public funding. All right, and we've always said that we weren't in a position to put any money into this.
Auckland Mayor Mr. Brown, Mayor Brown, has emphasised the redevelopment won't be funded by ratepayers. How confident is the council that Eden Park Trust can independently secure the necessary funding, and what happens if they can't?
Well, that's what we're testing at the moment. I mean, that's the whole purpose. So that the Key Park Stadium, Te Tongaroa, didn't demonstrate that their proposal was technically or commercially feasible at the stage. They did say that Eden Park was technically feasible, but not financially feasible. So what the council said, right, if Eden Park is technically feasible, let's give them the green light so that they can go away and see if it's financially feasible by having a conversation with the government. So that's exactly kind of where the council ended up with. I mean, the advantages of Eden Park is that it had a more flexible layout. They had like 40,000 capacity for cricket, 50,000 for rugby and concerts, and 60,000 for multifunction events. But they do need a significant cash injection from somewhere. So because they are technically feasible, because they have capacity built into that feasibility, they needed the option to go out there and see if they could raise some money. And that's where we ended up. I mean, if you go back to Key Park, they can still develop some of the housing and stuff that they wanted down there and come back at another time. I mean, you could potentially say that. But at the end of the day, they weren't feasible. Well, the advice that came to councillors said that they weren't technically feasible at this stage.
Now, on to Western Springs. I went to the final speedway a couple of weekends ago, and I got to say, it was absolutely amazing. I had so much fun. With the decision on Western Springs as far as speedway use expected on May 1st, what criteria will the council use to evaluate the social, economic, and benefits of each proposal?
Look, I haven't been part of that stadium working group, so I'm not 100% on top of that, other than it's not coming until May. So I think I can talk to you a bit closer to the time around that.
Okay.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, there are a couple of options available around Western Springs, and that will be for the governing body to make that call and name.
So at the moment, there's the Auckland Rugby Club's proposal for developing the stadium. There's also Ali Williams and Anna Mowbray's plan for Auckland FC.
Those are true, yeah.
Yeah. Any sort of comments on either of those proposals and what each proposing to deliver?
Johnny, I think in fairness, it's best if I keep that until they're more public in their proposals. And as I said, I'm happy to talk to you closer to the time. But right at the moment, I'm not sure that it's totally appropriate.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And also, okay, I've had a few random questions come through on the text machine. So I was just wondering if someone has asked, hi, Johnny, could you please ask Desley about Test cricket? Auckland hasn't seen Test cricket for years. And the stadium designs I've seen recently are all for the usual rugby league, etc. Is there any space for cricket in Tamaki Makaurau?
Cricket. God, you've got me on this.
So putting you on the spot here, Desley.
Pass. Not sure. I think Auckland Cricket were looking at another option around. Oh yeah, I mean, I'd love Test cricket to be in Auckland. I think I've been on record saying that before. But it's where and how, I think, is an issue that I'm not 100% sure where that landing at the moment. Yeah.
All right. On to the Waitakere Rangers, Desley. We have the opportunity as Aucklanders to have our say on the future of the Waitakere Rangers heritage area. A formal agreement between the Crown and Tangata Whenua and Auckland Council is being proposed to help protect and manage the Waitakes as a heritage area, and Aucklanders are being invited to have their say. Can you elaborate on this for us, Desley?
Yeah, well, I mean, don't we all love the Waitakere Rangers, right? I mean, they are potentially a national treasure, aren't they? They've got beautiful cultural significance, both to Te Kauri Māki and Ngāti Whārua. They're a major water catchment area for Auckland. Of course, they've got beautiful trees and vegetation and a wonderful place for, you know, plants and wildlife, etc. And a fantastic recreation opportunity. So it's huge, and I know how you always ask me how big it is, but it's got the heritage area is about 28,000 rugby fields, all right?
Yeah, it's enormous.
It's enormous, all right? Mm. But of that, there's a smaller part that is just the public space, because, of course, a lot of people live in the Waitakere Ranges, so it's got housing and stuff in there as well, right? So what happened is there was a Waitakere Ranges Heritage Act that was put together back in 2008. And the bit that was missing from that act was to have put together a deed of acknowledgement. Now, it's kind of been 17 years since 2008, so we've sort of taken our time, haven't we? But at the end of the day, we've got there. And so we have to go out to consultation about what would that proposed deed look like, because it's a final step that hasn't been completed, right? And what it's about is it's saying we agreed that to go out to consultation with basically four key elements: developing a strategic plan for the area, creating a work program for the area, being able to monitor progress and outcomes for the area, and then establishing a committee under the Local Government Act to govern it. Look, a lot of people have said, you know, is it co-governance? And it's not about co-governance, it's about strengthening the collaboration and acknowledging the heritage. So Auckland Council still makes the decision, but the proposal talks about a joint committee working together with Tangata Whenua, but with Council and DOC remaining the ultimate decision maker.
Excellent. All right. Hey, Desley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking to you in a couple of weeks, and perhaps we can once again pick up the stadium chat once we've got a bit more clarity on the proposals. All right. Awesome.
No problem.
Hey, thank you, mate. Okay, mate.
No worries. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
All right. You're tuned to the 95 BFM Breakfast Show. We've got some headlines coming up very shortly. We've also got a little bit of a prize this morning to give away. We have a family pass to MOTAT. MOTAT have a STEM fair this weekend. So I'll give you some more details on that.